To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a brother and a friend facing the setting sun on one of the beaches in Sandy Hook, New Jersey, comes to us as they recently made this epic photo, their profile pic, earlier this week. His identity is obscured as he is looking in the opposite direction of the camera, and his name is being withheld because even though we are brothers from our college days and friends, he may or may not be in agreement with everything I have to say. I would like to think we can be friends even when we don't agree on everything. I hope he won't take offense at my using his photo, like some ex-friends, to highlight the natural beauty of God's creation that is all around him, and the fact that our identities are likewise a part of God's all-surrounding kingdom. To my friend, if you do take offense, I ask for your forgiveness, sir. Like the Blues Brothers, I'm on a mission from God, and I got the indication that the Lord had need of your photo. And perhaps what is one of his signature songs, The Way I Am, the rapper Eminem, instead of defending himself of trying to deny the media reports about him, decided to embrace the chaos, proclaiming, I am whatever I say, you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. Eminem wasn't really agreeing with the media reports, of course, and was making his own report of how the media tried to classify him in a certain light, how people were out to profit from him, and how he had no privacy because he realized his dream of fame and fortune, but had to suffer the insults of the mainstream music industry who didn't embrace him at the time, as he states that radio won't even play my jam. When I listened to Eminem back in the day, I used to pump that song to the max and angrily sing along with Marshall Mathers because after the loss of my infant son, I'd become disillusioned with the American dream and life in general and idolized the Detroit rapper and the way he angrily proclaimed how he didn't care what anyone thought about him. He was who he was, and that was just the way he was. As we go through life, we grow from children to adults, having to decide who we will be in life through our choices. The things we like, the things we do, our taste, our talents, our personality, and our relationships all come together to paint a picture of who we are. And our thoughts and actions are directed by who we perceive ourselves to be. If the world tells you are an angry person, and you agree with it, you will behave in a way that is consistent with that perception. When offended, you will lash out because that's just the way I am. In Hamlet, Polonius advises his son Laertes, to thine own self be true. But as we can see, who that own self is can be shaped by the world around us and what we decide to be. The world will judge you on your performance. If you don't have riches, beauty, and accomplishments, you won't be much in the world's eyes. Satan and his demonic minions will encourage a spirit of rebellion in you and will insist that you are your own boss and like to do things your way and that no one is going to tell you what you can and can't do. You may unwittingly have sympathy for the devil and agree with him. As our American culture stresses individual freedom and has increasingly redefined the standards of morality to accept things that were once considered perverse, shameful, or illegal as normal. Who we are is influenced by what we believe and how we choose to live according to those beliefs. So as much as some of us like to think of ourselves as self-made men, we should recognize that we are influenced by the world, but we should also consider the creator of the world, God. There are no self-made men, as God created the heavens and the earth and all the living beings that inhabit it. Part of our conflicts in choosing who I am comes from the fact that God made us in his image and gave us all a conscience, writing his law on our hearts. Even though we may know in our hearts when we do wrong as children, we can harden our hearts and change our minds to accept our sins as normal and acceptable as we grow into adults. And for most of us who aren't completely hardened in our own concepts of morality by sin, if we are honest, we know we are doing wrong and we are not right with God, but feel utterly hopeless to change it because it's just the way I am, right? Well, the Word of God tells us you can have a new and eternal life when you put your faith in Christ. So although you may feel set in your ways, God makes a new way when you come into relationship with Him. No matter what you define yourself as or what you have made yourself into, you don't have any power to forge your own path into eternity. Those who don't put their faith in Christ will have to face Him one day, to be judged and suffer eternal separation from God in a place described as outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Not a pleasant thought, I know, but I have to share it because Jesus warned of it. And I have come to know that God is real and people are only saved from His wrath by making peace with Him by putting your faith in Christ. Just as our friend's photo would be pretty lame without the beauty of God's creation surrounding him, we don't live in a vacuum. We live in the world and will be subject to the creator of it. We have to come into harmony with that creator as our purpose in life. And the only way we do that is by aligning ourselves with him by accepting his plan for our redemption and making Christ our Lord and Savior. The world is a maelstrom of changing ideas, fashions, and philosophies, but God's word stands forever, and what it says about us should be considered. Without Christ, we are sinners waiting for judgment. With Christ, we are saints that have been forgiven and provided with life eternal and power over sin. So consider the big picture and the fact that you are living in the context of God. Instead of embracing the lies of the world that pass away, choose to believe the word of God that will stand forever. Instead of being just the way I am, listen to the great I am and inherit all the promises of God and a new identity based on what he says about you by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Our struggles to find an identity in this world come from the fact that we choose to ignore the big picture and deny the fact that the Creator made us and has a plan for our lives. The struggles with our identity stop, and peace, love, and joy come when we stop worrying about whatever they say I am, and we choose to agree with our identity of who we are in Christ. In Christ, we are accepted, secured, and significant. Hey, we all make our own choices of who we will be in life, but I just want to encourage you to consider who you will be when this life ends, and the possibility of living out a new life in Christ where you can know and experience progressive goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, patience, self-control, peace, love, and joy. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Philippians 2:13, and it says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him." Today's verse teaches us that the power in our Christian walk of faith comes through God working in us. Every person who puts their faith in Christ receives the Holy Spirit. After salvation, the Spirit of God encourages us to live according to God's ways by making us more sensitive to the wrongness of our sins and by drawing us to pursue the things of God and to turn from our old ways of doing things. As stated above, we even people who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, can harden our hearts to the Holy Spirit's promptings and continue in our lifestyles of sin. But as today's verse indicates, when we choose to follow the Lord's will for our lives to be sanctified and listen to the Holy Spirit's guidance, we receive the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. So, if you're wondering why you haven't changed much from when you said yes to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is because you are not choosing to follow Him consistently, and you are not letting God work within you because of your choosing your ways rather than His. So, let go and let God work within you to give you the desire and power to do what pleases Him by simply praying to God that His will be done on earth and in your life as it is in heaven. Keep walking and talking with God, and you will be amazed as your desires change and you see him working in your life. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today, we begin sharing from Chapter 2, and it's ironic because Chapter 2 is all, its heading is Overcoming False Guidance. And the false guidance, obviously, would be the ways of the world instead of the ways of God. So we want to follow the good guidance that comes through God's Word. And the resource also speaks of the need to renounce and the demonic forces at work and taking a verbal stand. So if you want to know what that's all about, these truth bombs, as I call it, in Restored, are available on mtforchrist.org today on the blog. So, yeah, if you're not familiar with the book Restored, you can go to ficm.org and download a PDF copy for free, as Freedom in Christ Ministries, you know, wants you to know these things. And it's a condensed teaching of Victor Over the Darkness, the Bondage Breaker, and the Steps to Freedom in Christ. And man, it's dense with its truth. You know, every sentence you could just pull apart, and it's like, wow. So I encourage people to read it. If you want to read it little by little, you can do that on the blog, but you can get it all at once for free at freedominchristficm.org. As always, the purpose of this podcast and the blog is to encourage people to walk out their faith in Christ, or to find their faith in Christ, and to find their freedom in Christ, and live it every day of their lives, because God gives us the answers for life, for now and for eternity. And when we walk in it and agree with His Word, we can experience freedom and victory in our lives over everything that used to bind us up. So I've experienced it, and that's why I you know, produce these messages to encourage you in your faith walk. I encourage you to do that. And if you'd like, we have additional teachings on our podcast from our classes that we did in 2021 for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. So if you wanted to check out any of those discipleship classes, just check them out in the podcast to listen. And if you wanted to take a deeper step, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials via email at no cost. We also encourage the study of the Word of God. So we include our weekly Bible study discussions with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti on the podcast. Those recordings are called Bible Study with the Sincottis, where we do a topical study from the Word of God each week and discuss the things that are happening and our lives and how they relate to God, and, you know, in which way we should go according to the Word of God. So we encourage your faith walk, and we encourage it every day, and we encourage it today. Let's close in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for the revelation that is Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and you opened our eyes to it and allowed us to become members of your kingdom, members of your royal family, as we become children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for our eternal salvation, and we thank you for the victory and the power that you pour into us with the Holy Spirit and when we become saved. Lord, we pray for the people that are listening today. Lord, we pray for healing for those who need it, who are listening and in their lives, and you know the petitions we've already made this morning. We pray for you to come alongside our desires, Lord, and to see your power displayed on the earth as you answer our prayers. Lord, we also pray for you to go before us. Today, as we go into the world, we pray to be protected. We pray to be guided into the things that we should do, and we pray to be given the power to represent you on the earth. And Lord, we just thank you, and we pray for increase in your kingdom, and Lord, we'll take the provision, the prosperity, and the guidance that you have, and strength that you have to offer us today. All these things we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.